Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is nature, and the title of today's lesson is Sea Animals. Sea Animals. Well, Anna, what is your favorite sea animal?
Well, I love pufferfish. When they get scared, they puff up really big. But I also love seahorses. They're really cute. Hello, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you with your English.
Well, friends, we have a great lesson for you today. So let's get started. Here's today's Read It with Anna.
The aquarium is having Ocean Days next week. Susie tells Rob about the special programs. People can learn more about fish and other sea animals. Rob likes dolphins. Maybe there is a talk about dolphins. Alex asks about whales. They don't live in the aquarium. They are too big. But he can see the sharks.
Okay, so today is about the aquarium. This is a really fun place. It has many different kinds of fish. Anna, have you gone to an aquarium before?
I have, Peter. My hometown, Chicago, has a really big and famous aquarium, so my family likes to go there.
Well, I remember going to an aquarium when I was a kid. I went with my mom and brother. It was really fun. Well, let's get started today. And let's learn our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是水族馆 ,aquarium。水族馆在下周要办一个海洋节。海洋就是 ocean。They are having ocean days next week。海洋节里会有很多的活动帮助大家更认识海洋动物 ,sea animals。Sea 也是海洋的意思。一般可以和 ocean 代换，但是若是要细分 ，sea 比较是地区性、面积较小的水域。在所有的海生动物中 ，Rob 喜欢海豚 ，dolphin。Rob likes dolphins。Alex 问水族馆里有没有鲸鱼 ，whale。Are there any whales？ 鲸鱼实在是太大了，水族馆容纳不下。不过鲨鱼倒是有 ，but he can see sharks there。Shark 就是鲨鱼。
What are you doing, Susie?
Hi, Rob. I'm writing a story about the aquarium. They are having Ocean Days next week.
How are they celebrating?
They have special programs. You can win prizes, too.
Fun! Maybe I can go. I like the aquarium. I like all the colorful fish.
I like the sharks.
Rob and Susie are in the Jungle Cafe. Susie is a reporter. She writes stories on things that are going on. She tells Rob she is writing a story in Conversation A. It is a news story, but what is the news story about?
That's right, Peter. Well...Susie is writing a story about the aquarium. That sounds like fun news to me. But why is she writing about the aquarium?
Well, she's writing about the aquarium because they are having Ocean Days next week.
Wow, that's really cool. Wait, what's Ocean Days?
Well, the Ocean Days is a special event.The aquarium is making next week special. Many guests will come. Anna, how are they going to make Ocean Days special?
Well, they have some special programs, and they're giving away prizes, too.
Prizes? Wow, that sounds like fun. Maybe Ocean Days, it starts next week. Maybe I can go.
You're going? Wait, what about me? I want to go too. Maybe I can go.
Oh, I know. Maybe we both can go. But first, we need to learn today's
calendar phrase.
Maybe I can go.
Maybe I can go. 或许我可以去。
I'm going out.
Oh, maybe I can go.
I'm going downtown.
Oh, maybe I can go.
I'm going to meet my friends.
Oh, maybe I can go.
We're going to study together.
Study? Oh, sorry, I can't go.
Maybe I can go.
Maybe I can go. 或许我可以去。
Friends, this is a great phrase to use. Maybe you can try and practice it today.
Well, Anna, do you like to go to the ocean?
Peter, do I love to go to the ocean? I love the ocean. It's one of my favorite places to go.
Well, what do you like to do there?
Anything. I like to swim, but I even like to sit on the beach and look at seashells.
Wow. Well, I was asking because an aquarium has animals from the ocean, but it is different than the ocean. It is a building with many different kinds of animals from the ocean.
That's right. And there are colorful fish, and they even have sharks. Sharks are really cool.
Whoa, look at that picture of a shark. That is amazing. And the aquarium has a shark in it? Wow.
You know, many people are afraid of sharks. They look scary, but they are important in nature.
That's right. Well, we have a lot to learn, so let's get on to Conversation B to learn some more.
Tell me more about the special programs.
Workers at the aquarium give special talks. People can learn more about the fish and other sea animals.
Is there a talk about dolphins? They are such interesting animals.
I'm not sure, but I can check the Ocean Day's schedule.
Great! Thank you.
Our friends are talking about the aquarium. An aquarium is a very cool place to go. Friends, have you gone to an aquarium before? Where did you go?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is an aquarium in my town. I went many years ago. They have all kinds of fish. Some of those fish are very dangerous. Others are weird. And they have things like jellyfish and clownfish.
Yeah, there are so many colorful and strange looking animals in the ocean. We learned this word colorful before. It means something has many colors or very bright colors.
So what other animals are at some aquariums? Well, this aquarium has a dolphin. Wow, dolphins are cool.
Yeah, some aquariums have dolphin shows. People can train them to jump into the air and do many different tricks. Dolphins are smart animals.
That's right, Anna, they are. One time, I was on a boat, and I saw dolphins swimming in the water. They were jumping out of the water, too. Our boat went near them, and all the dolphins started to swim next to us. Dolphins are one of my favorite animals.
Wow, Peter, that is so cool. I want to see that. Well, there are so many amazing sea animals. A sea is a key word today, so let's talk about it.
Great. Well, sea is spelled S-E-A. It sounds the same as the word sea, S-E-E, as in I see something. But the word we are learning today is about the ocean.
That's right. Well, animals from the ocean are the same as animals from the sea. You can say, ocean animals or sea animals.
That's right. This aquarium sure has a lot of sea animals, and I think they also give a talk about sea animals, too. Here's Christina with more about this word.
在海洋节的时候，我有几场特别的演讲。Workers at the aquarium give special talks. 我们来看一下句尾的 give special talks。单字 talk 我们一般都是当动词用的，比如 we talked on the phone yesterday。如果把 talk 当名词用的话，这个句子可以说成 we had a talk on the phone yesterday。所以 talk 当名词的时候，可以当作谈话或者是演讲的意思。水族馆 give special talks 就是会有几场特别的演讲。你如果说 somebody will give a talk， 就表示这个人会做一场演讲。这些都是 talk 当名词的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So when talk is a thing, we say you give a talk. And usually when you go to hear a talk,It is about something that you're interested in.
Thanks, Anna. Well, we've talked a lot, and I think it's time for us to take a little break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
My shark's gonna eat your fish.
Hey, that's not a shark, Peter.
You're right. Well, I think the aquarium has a shark. We need to learn more about the aquarium.
You're right, Peter. Well, friends, let's go to Conversation C.
Thanks for coming with me, Alex.
You're welcome. I like aquariums.Are there any whales here?
No, whales are too big. But the aquarium has over 500 different kinds of fish.
That's a lot. Are there any sharks here?
Yes, let's go look at them first.
Okay, I want to look at everything.
Our friends Susie and Alex are at the aquarium. Susie wanted to go because the aquarium is having a special week. It is called Ocean Days.
And Alex really likes aquariums. I think there is a really big aquarium in Taiwan, and that's where Alex is from. He asks Susie, are there any whales?
Whales? No.Whales are really big. They are much bigger than sharks.
But the aquarium in Taiwan has a whale. That's why he asks her that question.
Wow, really? Oh, okay, so I understand. Well, there are no whales at the aquarium here. But there are sharks. Alex asks the question, Are there any sharks here? And that's today's grammar point.Here's Rebecca with a little more.
Hey, everyone! Are you ready to have some fun? Well, let's learn today's grammar point. Are there any noun here? For example, are there any good restaurants here? Or are there any dogs here? Don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends,Use this question to ask if there is something at a place. All right, Peter, let's practice.
All right. How do you want to practice?
I will give you a place, then you use today's grammar point.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, pet store.
Okay. Are there any puppies here?
Oh, good one, Peter.
All right, my turn.The park.
Oh, are there any slides here?
Oh, that's great. I love the slide. Friends, make sure to practice at home. Well, the last thing we need to talk about today is something that Susie says. The aquarium has over 500 different kinds of fish.
Let's go to Christina for help with this word.
Sissy 说这间水族馆收藏了500多种不同的鱼。The aquarium has over 500 different kinds of fish. 介系词 over 可以表达超过多于什么的意思。所以 over 500 different kinds of fish 就是这个超过500种不同的鱼类。而我们常用的说法有500多种不同的鱼类就可以用这个 over 来表达。比如他的书房里有5000多本书 There are over 5,000 books in her room 或者某家餐厅很受欢迎现在就有100多人在外面排队等候 Over 100 people are waiting outside 所以下一次如果你想说1000多人100多本书20多只狗都可以考虑用介系词 over 来表达
Thanks, Christina. Well, friends, we've learned about a lot of interesting sea creatures today. Now it's time to review our keywords. Are you ready? Follow along with us.
Here's our first keyword today. Ocean. Ocean. Lots of fish live in the ocean.
Sea. Sea.Let's go swim in the sea.
Dolphin. Dolphin. Look at that dolphin swim.
Whale. Whale. Whales are really big animals.
Shark. Shark. Sharks have lots of teeth.Well, friends, those are all the key words we have for you today. Make sure to practice them at home. Maybe you can go to an aquarium to practice them, too. And now it's time for us to look back at all the conversations we had today. Let's look together.
What are you doing, Susie?
Hi, Rob. I'm writing a story about the aquarium.They are having Ocean Days next week.
How are they celebrating?
They have special programs. You can win prizes, too.
Fun! Maybe I can go. I like the aquarium. I like all the colorful fish.
I like the sharks.
Well, tell me more about the special programs.
Workers at the aquarium give special talks. People can learn more about the fish.And other sea animals.
Is there a talk about dolphins? They are such interesting animals.
I'm not sure, but I can check the Ocean Day's schedule.
Great! Thank you.
Thanks for coming with me, Alex.
You're welcome. I like aquariums.Are there any whales here?
No, whales are too big. But the aquarium has over 500 different kinds of fish.
That's a lot. Are there any sharks here?
Yes, let's go look at them first.
Okay, I want to look at everything.
Go where, Ginger?
Let's go to the aquarium!
Ooh, good idea. We can see fish and other sea animals there.
Yeah, and we can swim with dolphins!
No, we can't.
Can we swim with whales?
No, we can't swim with whales.
Can we swim with sharks?
Of course not. It's an aquarium. Swimming is not allowed.
Then...Why do the sea animals get to swim there?
Oh, Ginger.
Huh?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about oceans And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Mary Time.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Mary, you know a lot about the world.
That's right. I am a geography teacher.
Great. Then maybe you can help us answer today's question.
Sure, I'd love to.
Our question today comes from Yvonne Gao of Sacramento, California. Yvonne writes, "My family and I live near the Pacific Ocean. I love to swim in the ocean. What are the names of the other oceans in the world?"
That's a great question, Yvonne. Well, there are 5 oceans in the world.
Yvonne lives near the Pacific Ocean. That is the ocean between the west coast of America and the east coast of Asia.
That's right, Rob. The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean in the world. The second largest is the Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean is between the Americas and Europe.
Yes, that's right. So if someone is traveling from New York to London, they will travel across the Atlantic Ocean.
So the 2 largest oceans are the Pacific and the Atlantic. What are the names of the other oceans?
Well, the next largest ocean is the Indian Ocean. It's between Africa, South Asia, and Australia.
Interesting. So that's 3 oceans so far.
Yes, exactly. There are 2 other oceans. They are the Southern Ocean and the Arctic Ocean.
Where are those oceans?
The Southern Ocean is in the south, by the South Pole. The Arctic Ocean surrounds the North Pole. Both of these oceans are really cold.
So you can see a lot of ice in these oceans?
Yes, Rob, your geography is so good.
Well, that's really interesting. Thanks, Mary. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. We learned a lot about a fun place, the aquarium. Now, Anna, if you were a dolphin, whale, or a shark, which would you want to be?
Oh, that's a hard choice. Dolphins are really fun animals, but I think whales are really cool.
Really? A whale? Dolphins are way better. They jump out of the water. They're so much fun.
But whales can swim really deep in the water.
Okay, that's a good point. Well, friends, talk about that with your friends. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye. Goodbye.